How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 2. And we left off in verse number 8 last time. We're going to back up and just get the thought and context of the passage and continue on. It says here, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Matthew 2:1, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. And notice it says wise men. It doesn't say how many. And saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? Another name for the Lord Jesus. We saw in the previous chapter where his name is Emmanuel, God with us. And his name is Jesus. That's what the angel told Joseph to name him, and he did so when he was born. And said, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. We suppose... coming to the capital of Israel, this great event of the Savior, the King of Israel, being born, surely the ruler and the ruling party would know where this would be. And so their question is an honest question, and their inquiry is reasonable with Herod and his cabinet. It said, so we've seen it. We have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. So these men are from the east, and they have seen the star from where they live, and they undertook a journey to come and worship the Lord Jesus. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him because of the threat of another ruler. This man's a wicked man. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Tell me what the scriptures say. They said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, and thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah? For out of thee shall come a governor, another name for the Lord Jesus, that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, he brought them over and talked to them, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. So he's marking a point in time of when they first saw the star and when they began their journey. Okay? He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. So he sends them away, seemingly innocent and supportive of their endeavor. But we see, we're going to find out that his intention is wicked indeed. And he says to them, you go find him in Bethlehem. When you found him, send me word. I want to come worship him too. Verse 9, when they had heard the king, the wise men, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them. And so the star is actually moving, seems like it is, till it came and stood over where the young child was. This particular star that they saw led them to the Lord Jesus Christ. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy. Was it such that the star came and went? They understood about the stars and the astronomy, the working of the stars. And so this star moved and was evident unto them enough to where they could go and find the Lord Jesus, and maybe didn't even need that information from the scriptures and from Herod. And they were really happy when they left Herod and they saw the Lord Jesus. Verse 11. They're at a house. They're at Bethlehem. And so here they are. They're at the house, the very house, verse 11. And when they were coming to the house where the star led them, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, I mentioned earlier that there's not three wise men listed, but there are three gifts that are listed. We believe that the wise men are more than three, but their gifts are three. And to know the number, we really don't know. And what do? They saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped. What you're finding here is this is not a baby that is being worshiped. These men have traveled from the east and have traveled a very long way. When they first saw the star at the birth of the Lord, they began to travel, and some time has passed. Herod had inquired of the time, how long ago was that you saw the star? And finally they arrive here and they come to the very house. We remember our Lord Jesus was born in a stable and laid in a manger, but our Lord Jesus now is in a house. And so they worship him, these grown men worshiping this little child, and they brought out their treasures, the gifts that they have for him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And so of great value, of a great wealth, are the gifts that they bring to the Lord Jesus. Verse 12, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. And so Herod had said, when you find the child, come and tell me or send word that I might worship him. But God warned these men. Are these men saved? I want to think so. Do we have a direct indication? Don't have a direct indication that they're saved, but it seems as if they are, because they want to worship the Son of God. And so they come and they worship. The Lord warned them. He warned several of them or all of them in a dream. Don't go back to Herod. Don't go back to Herod, because all Herod wants to do is harm the child. He wants to kill the child. And so they went back to the east, went back to their own country a different way. They didn't go back from Bethlehem to Jerusalem and check in with Herod. They went another way and went on home. Listen to this. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth unto Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt. And be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod shall seek the young child to destroy him. So here the Lord gets very plain with Joseph, and he says, load him up. Load up your wife, load up the child, and go to Egypt. Go to Egypt. Isn't that interesting? To Egypt? Go far away. Get out of the reach of Herod, because Herod wants to kill the young child. When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. And so they leave in the secret of the night. They don't want anybody to know. Joseph is careful, doesn't want anybody to know where they're going, what direction they're going, that they are even going in the first place, and was there until the death of Herod. Our Lord Jesus lived in Egypt until the death of Herod. Isn't that something? Egypt, that was destroyed so many centuries ago for the sake of the birth of the nation of Israel. Egypt, whose wealth was taken by the Israelites, or given by the Egyptians to the Israelites, as the Lord had brought the 10 plagues upon them and had destroyed them, showed that their gods were of no power, no ability compared to God Almighty, birthed his nation out of that land, and then now is a haven of safety for the Lord Jesus Christ. I find that very, very, very interesting. And he was there, and was there, verse 15, unto the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my Son. Oh, the Lord Jesus is so wonderful. The Lord God Almighty is so wonderful. Out of Egypt, just like Abraham came out of Egypt and Isaac came out of Egypt. The Lord Jesus himself being so pure and so holy, so righteous, so divine, and yet he is the bearer of our sins. Egypt is that iron furnace. Egypt is the representation of sin and iniquity. And not that Jesus was a partaker. Not that Jesus was a partaker at all of any sin or even the thought of sin, but he bore the sins of his people that we might be set free. He went down into Egypt and he was called by the Lord, as I believe it declares in the book of Hosea. Verse 16, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, they didn't come back, they didn't tell him where they found the Lord Jesus, was exceeding wroth. Wrath is anger unto action. And sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and all the coast thereof from 2 years old and under. Why? Well, from the time that Herod, knew that the wise men weren't coming back, to the time that he had been told by them that they begin to see the star and begin to take their journey, was 2 years or less. And so if Herod wants to kill the Lord Jesus, he's accounted for all that time, the time that they told him that they had seen the star, made preparations to travel, and made it to Herod. And then the time from when he told them, when they find the Lord Jesus, to send word back to him so he might come and worship him, was that additional time. And so Herod reckoned that every child 2 years, every male child 2 years and younger, he had put to death. It says here, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men and that they didn't come back, was exceeding wroth, sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and all the coast thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, in Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, it would not be comforted because they are not. Such a sad, sad thing. The wickedness of Herod, the wickedness of Satan, looking to bring the Lord Jesus' life to an end. But the Lord Jesus would not be stopped. Praise God for it. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.